It may be the last of its kind in Wrangell, a massive privately owned waterfront property. It's the site of Wrangell's former lumber mill, about 6 miles south of downtown. When the mill was operating, it commanded a local payroll of $10 million a year. But these days, the only million-dollar amenity is the view.
I like bringing people out here because the view is phenomenal, even though we're having snow showers right now.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
Could you imagine coming to work and looking at this every day?
Terry Wenger is the real estate agent that's listed the property. She says when it first hit the market, there was skepticism within the community about revitalizing the site of the sawmill that closed in 1995.
I know when it first came out that we were doing it, it was just like, you know, everyone was like, yeah, right. But we are really doing this. And it is going to take us some time, but it is going to happen.
The former mill site is owned by 81-year-old Betty Bueller. She's the widow of Richard Bueller, who owned Silver Bay Logging that developed the mill. He died in 2016. Last March, Petersburg-based Anchor Properties listed the former mill for $2.7 million. Aside from the ocean view, there isn't much to see. There's the dock, there's a barge-turned-bunkhouse, and a few empty warehouses. Other than that, just plenty of open space.
I mean, the potential is anything.
Lisa von Bargen is Wrangell's city manager. The city has been interested in buying and redeveloping this land for years. There's been talk of using it for an industrial park for private businesses.
I'm sure there are things that the private sector might be thinking of or needs the private sector might have that I can't even comprehend right now, just because I don't know what those needs are.
The land is solid, no need for filling or grading. But there's no water or utilities. It would be expensive for any would-be developer to secure that kind of infrastructure. The Wrangell Assembly had been in negotiations to buy the mill property for much of last year, but talks ended in October after the Assembly decided it was too much for the city to take on at this time. Construction company owner Todd White says he's interested in making an offer. The Wrangell contractor says he wants to keep the mill site in the private sector.
And we're excited that Mrs. Bueller is stepping it up and putting it out on the private market.
He said the city already owns a few properties it could work on selling or developing before taking on another. The property is comprised of over a dozen lots, but the plan is to further subdivide those lots into smaller parcels. It could be the key to getting things moving. Wenger says she's aiming for 1 to 5 acre parcels.
It'd be different like if one of the barge companies came out here. They need a lot of land. Mm-hmm. You know, if you have a welding shop, you don't need 11 acres for a welding shop.
Surveying work is being done, but so far no application to subdivide has been filed with the city. In the meantime, Wrangell's former mill property lies vacant. In Wrangell, I'm June Loeffler.